I'm Yorgos Samadas, speaking on behalf of Twix Lab and Audibility Project.
And I'm Diana Papachristou on behalf of Audibility Program as well.
We have with us
Eva Fotiadi, within the context of CARAT, the Center for Research in Art, Design and Technology, and they are supporting partly my research for the projects of the other abilities.
Could you talk to us a little bit more about other abilities?
The Other Abilities is an art initiative founded in late 2018-2019 by the artist Adi Hollander, who at the time asked me to join her. Adi is somebody who has been since many years making something that she calls functional sculpture or dysfunctional architecture, which always involves creating different spaces where in one way or another people are welcomed or people are invited to engage with something. At that point, she wanted to focus especially on the senses. The projects have never been projects where you make, let's say, an object or something that you look at or you only hear. Everything that we have been doing with the other abilities involved lots of other professionals in the arts, or sometimes engineering, sometimes a little bit science, in taking part in the projects. And at the same time, it involved people coming to check, to test, to use. And at the moment when something is presented to a public, it always involves the public doing something, or the public experiencing, the public being activated. And okay, in this case, very often activating the body and the senses. So this is actually how the Other Ability started in 2018-19. Essentially, what was happening sometimes would be that different kinds of surfaces or forms or objects were created, which activated the body in ways in which the body would otherwise not be activated. I remember somebody saying that, oh, I realized that my hip is, in citation marks, listening better than my shoulder.
This is very heavy design work, right? I mean, in terms of collaborative or participatory design, getting together with the people, how, when,
yes,
and what do you develop, up to what extent, when do you receive feedback?
It's, and of course, in reality, it is always much more messy than you want it to be. What it takes to actually reach the quality that you might want when it comes to the vibrations, the amount of troubleshooting, as well as the amount of fine-tuning to reach the quality of vibrations you might actually want to have in order for, in the case that you talk about, for the children to have a sense of what they were sensing. But how was it when you have been working also with different children? How did you create formats activating a different situation than the situations probably that they are used to within the educational process of the school? Forms, formats, methods, tactics, approaches.
There are many layers to it, actually, of how to propose, how to set up a framework, how to propose the tools and the props.
In the beginning, we started playing with them and we said, here are some things online that you can play with, that there are some correspondences between music and between sound and colors, between sound and drawing. Through technology, it's very easy to do translations. Like, here is this software and you can see the sound waves. Mm-hmm. You can see them if you want, you can cut. Here is how you cut. So everybody was like, oh, so I can see it, so I don't even need to hear. Or you can change the colors to this, or, you know, so everything was technological. Things that are appealing to this new era of kids at this age. And then we created this prototype. It was called Tangible Radio. We were putting these exciters and everybody was touching them, let's say, to test, to get the feeling of their own voice and how it would be on the vibration.
A typical tool, a typical methodological tool we took in class is indeed an exercise coming from the acoustic ecology, the sonic diary. start writing down what you get from your soundscape. And of course, we focused in tangible sounds. We gave, as an example, things that we thought that were tangible, clear, tangible, like walking, the heart, stuff like that.
They would say, oh yeah, I understand that this is an earthquake. Oh yeah, I understand that this is a train, you know?
We gave the beginning of a script, and the script was, you're in a park, and here is a rocket that will take you to a planet where only deaf can perceive sound. And we asked them to narrate what kind of sounds they imagine they sense in the park, to begin with.
This was an amazing moment, because it's like they said, okay, I don't know how the birds sound, but here is what I know. They can say whatever they want, because yeah, we hear the city lights and this is how they sound. Yeah, we hear the moon and this is how it sounds. I don't know, it was another layer that was revealed to us, and we didn't even know that we could go there. Even if we said, what do you do in the park? And we figured out that the visual would have been more there. Like, I walk, I see a tree, I see the birds in the tree, I see people playing, and we thought it would go like that. It went a complete different way. So how does the moon sound? And they were doing the moon in the microphone, and they were doing the city lights in the microphone. It was amazing. It was magical.